Apple slows down some old iPhones, but has also made it harder to fix your old iPhones.
They're not designed to be fixed. They're designed to not have not only not user accessible, but not even technician accessible parts.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. News this week that Apple is intentionally slowing down some older iPhones to help save on battery life. Sounds like a recipe for a rant. Conspiracy theory confirmed. But for a second look in our regular segment called Quality Assurance, where we try to get some context and nuance around the big tech stories of the week, I talked to Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent at the digital news site Axios.com. Ina, how bad is this really?
Well, it's problematic for Apple for two reasons. One is the issue itself, and the other is the perception. And the perception is really the big problem here. People for years have felt like, man, my old iPhone gets really slow right about the time that they release a new one. And, you know, for years, everyone's been like, this is a total myth. There's nothing going on. And now we learn there actually is something going on.
So technically, how is it narrow? Are they actually not doing this to every phone that has an older battery?
This isn't happening very often. It isn't happening all the time. It's a few high-demand apps, I'm told. Things like Snapchat filters that really need a ton of processing power all at once. What the system is saying is, we can't give you as much power as you want all at once. We'll give you slightly less power delivered over a more sustained period. But it is a sign that your old battery may be doing more than harm than just giving you short battery life between charges.
Well, and here's the part where it does feel a little anti-consumer, which is that Apple is the manufacturer that started the trend toward non-removable batteries. And when you call the Genius Bar, as I know a lot of people have, and I have, to say, hey, my phone is really buggy and slow and acting terrible, I'm pretty sure they never say, why don't you bring that in? We'll replace a battery for you and it'll be just like a brand new phone.
Totally. And this is where I think Apple is legitimately getting criticism, which is we never really knew that the battery was causing performance problems. And certainly Apple has neither said, hey, before you buy a new iPhone, you might just want to put a new battery in that old iPhone. We've certainly never heard that. And even if that was the advice, it's really hard to do on an iPhone. It's not something a user can do by themselves.
Well, and is this just it feels like the mentality in the tech industry, actually, it feels like the mentality in America, right? Which is don't fix it, just get a new one. I mean, the $80 compared to $1,000 for a new iPhone is really a better option.
It is if the battery is the main problem. And I think this is symptomatic of something we see throughout society. You know, there used to be whole legions of people that repaired televisions and fixed your typewriter. And, you know, we don't fix things. They're not designed to be fixed. They're designed to not have not only not user accessible, but not even technician accessible parts. And it's a problem. I mean, it's benefited us in terms of these goods cost less to buy, but you know, it's created other problems, not the least of which is a lot of electronic waste because, you know, an otherwise good machine, as soon as it has one problem, typically gets thrown away.
Do you think it's going to hurt the company at all, this revelation?
I don't. I think it's going to add fuel again to the speculation that Apple is intentionally slowing down older phones, which is totally not the case. You know, more people this next upgrade cycle might want to give a try to buying a new battery for their phone and seeing if that makes their phone last a few months or a year longer than it otherwise might have.
Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent for Axios. And it is Feedback Friday. Some thoughts on artificial intelligence in manufacturing from Hothography on Twitter. He says on the topic of AI helping identify flaws in factory parts, but digital inspection and QC has been around a decade. Squinting at small parts in a factory was gone by 1997. And about the future of warfare, Accidental Flyer on Twitter says China is likely the leader by miles of new warfare technologies, and it is an authoritarian and totalitarian regime with global hegemonic ambition. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. She may or may not have global hegemonic ambition. Sarah Brugere and Dan Powell are our non-totalitarian engineers. I'm Molly Wood, and I'm just over here squinting at small factory parts. This is APM. As you've been hearing, when it comes to news about the economy, Marketplace has got you covered. And when you donate $10 a month or more to support the work we do, we will send you a gift, a Marketplace umbrella for the rainy season. But of course, the real benefit of giving comes when you listen every day, knowing that you're making it possible for us to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. It's important work that we're already doing, and with your help, we'll do more of it and reach more people. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.